Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Around can't be put on desire. Small school. Big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. And we got a fantastic guest. He was out in Los Angeles for the NFLPA game. It's none other than the Chattanooga safety linebacker, Mr. Versatility, Tay Davis. Tay, we appreciate you sharing some of your day with us. What's it like knowing that your former teammates are in spring ball football mode and you're a few weeks from the NFL draft?
I actually, finished up about a week ago. It definitely felt weird, you know, just being out there watching the practices and leaving before them. I still have some of my roommates here that's still playing, so whenever they leave and I'm just here, you know, it hits me a little bit, but I'm definitely excited to see what my future holds.
Have you had that moment where you wake up in the mornings thinking you're missing practice because they're so used to the routine and you're kind of so close to it still?
yeah, it happened to me once. I woke up one morning thinking I had early morning workouts with those guys, and before I left my room, I kind of, remembered, and so I just went back to bed.
Hey, you know, we asked that question because we've come to learn over the years that kind of happens to a lot of the guys. You're so used to that routine, especially you're still close to it at the university and whatnot. I could see where you can kind of fall victim of that because, you know, that's, you're still around football. You're still doing it. I mean, I'm curious. I mean, you as a young boy growing up, I mean, were you playing Pop Warner Pee Wee when you were that exceptional athlete basically scoring touchdowns 4 or 5 times a game?
Well, actually, my mom didn't want me to play football. She kept telling my coaches that I was a little stick and she didn't want no one to break me in half. But growing up, I wasn't the best, you know, at football. But it was just something that I loved, so I always stuck around with it, even though, you know, I kind of struggled with it growing up. And, you know, as I grew older, I grew more comfortable with it. And, you know, it led me here today.
Yeah, and you're very close to, I'm sure, what a childhood dream is once you kind of start really getting your feet into this. So I'm curious, I mean, kind of take us through the, you know, growing up. I mean, how do you kind of start finding yourself excelling on the defensive side of the football? And I know you made the switch from, you know, you did your safety linebacker stuff in college, and we'll get to that. But just in terms of high school, I mean, how did you kind of know that defense was your best fit?
All throughout high school, up until my senior year, I played with both receiver and safety. And going into my senior year, at the time, we had Coach Heron, who was our new coach after Coach Gross left and went to coach at JSU. He came in and just, you know, told me that he think that defense would be, you know, my best side, and I wouldn't, you know, really have to worry about playing offense anymore. And Coach Klein, you know, did a great job coaching me up and, you know, preparing me, you know, for the season for my senior year, and, you know, just preparing me for college. So
nice. And I was going through your bio trying to catch some notes on you. You were voted best sprinter on the track team in high school. So you got some jets as well?
Yes, sir. I can run.
That's always a good thing to be able to run, especially on the defense. Well, offense or defense, it's always good to have that speed. Once again, Octavius Davis, Tay Davis here on the C2P. He's kind enough to join us here as we break down what he brings to the table and why he could be lining up for your favorite NFL team in the not-too-distant future, just a few weeks away before the 2018 NFL draft. You folks know if you miss any of this show in its entirety, you can check out his full bio at collegetopro.com. You can also find the links at iTunes and Blog Talk Radio. You simply type in his name followed by the 2018 draft class, and those links will appear. It doesn't matter what position. I always admire any guy that can kind of just, you know, basically leave high school and just kind of jump into it without red shirt. And you're able to do that. I mean, you know, you're at prom in May or June, and the next thing you know, you're lining up in a big time football program. And what was that transition like, getting your feet wet so early in your career?
It was definitely surreal. It was, you know, a great opportunity for me. Once I came into the program, they were Chattanooga was a little weak, you know, in the depth at safety. So I was able, you know, to be in a 2-deep rotation and contribute heavily on special teams. My first game was up at Central Michigan, and I can remember running out the tunnel and just seeing, you know, the stadium packed. It kind of hit me then. I was like, I'm not in high school anymore, you know, that I really got to, you know, soak all this up, but at the same time, let's go play some ball. And, you know, I definitely took that as a challenge and was able to compete and just compete throughout that season and learned a lot from, you know, guys that I played against and guys that I played with and from my coaches.
Awesome stuff. And then you start to excel. You really start to become, you know, a force on the defense for these guys. And then you make the switch. Where did the switch come from, you know, the safety to the linebacker role, and were you hesitant at all?
It happened because going into my senior year, like through the offseason, we had a coaching change. And at the time, Coach Staley, who's now coaching outside linebackers at the Chicago Bears, he came in with Coach Arth as the DC. And just talking with those guys, you know, they were telling me that I can definitely play, you know, both safety and linebacker, but they kind of see me, you know, best fit as a linebacker. And they kind of asked me about it, you know, if I would be willing to switch. And I told them, you know, without a doubt, you know, anything to help the team. But the official, like me officially moving to linebacker, didn't happen until maybe 2 weeks before spring training. Coach Arth called me into his office, and Covington and Coach Feeney, they were both in there, and that's when they talked to me about it and just said that, you know, the way the game is switching, you know, they need, you know, linebackers that can be able to cover but still be able to play in the box and just can run sideline to sideline. And they believe that this will give me the best chance of, you know, making it to the next level. So, you know, I told the coaches I'd do it, you know, without hesitation, any way to help the team out. And, you know, when can I start learning? So after that meeting with me and Coach Feeney, we immediately got in the meetings room, you know, started going over checks and calls and, you know, things, you know, just different types of, you know, what linebackers do and things like that. And, you know, from that point on, it's just been, you know, an uphill ride for me.
That's excellent, man. And obviously you blossom and then you go out to Los Angeles for the NFLPA game. I'm sure you're very excited. We all know that's one of the more prestigious invites any collegiate kid can get with aspirations to the next level. So what was it like kind of, you know, starting to rub elbows and shaking hands and having some eye-to-eye contact with these NFL scouts?
You know, it was definitely a great experience, you know, just growing up. And even, you know, while I was in college, you know, I have friends, you know, that, you know, have made it to the NFL level. You know, I've always talked to them, asked those, you know, those guys questions and things. And I just, it's a blessing, you know, just to be in that situation, in that position. You know, I really thank God for blessing me to be able to be in that position. And, you know, just being out there, I wanted to be a great ambassador, you know, not only for my family, for myself and for the school as well. So just, you know, being able to just to be out there and, you know, represent, you know, all of them, you know, it was such a great feeling. And, you know, I learned a lot out there, and some of the relationships, you know, that I have developed with scouts, you know, I'm still talking to those guys, and, you know, hopefully that I will end up playing on one of their teams.
Definitely. And for you, I mean, I ask this of all the guys that come on the program. I mean, if you're in the film room with some of these guys, these NFL scouts, I mean, what do you think they're going to love about you? I mean, what are those traits and qualities that you bring to somebody's defense where they're going to just want to bring you aboard their roster?
you know, that I have heard scouts talk, you know, tell me that they love about me and that I, you know, I should love about myself is, you know, I can run sideline to sideline. My effort, you know, is relentless. I can be on the other side of the field, you know, I go chase the ball down, you know, on the other side of the field, you know, from, it doesn't matter, you know, I'm always trying to give, you know, my greatest, you know, effort. And just me being able to dissect a play and knowing, you know, where the play is going, you know, before it even starts. And with that, it's just to put in the work through off, you know, off the field, you know, studying your playbook, you know, watching film and things. Those two aspects of my game has been, you know, able to let me make a lot of plays. Along with my versatility, I can do a lot of things that some linebackers can't do, such as, you know, cover tight ends, maybe a slot here and there. So, like, I really can, you know, bring that a whole nother, you know, aspect to a game, you know, and to a defense at the next level.
And from the team that you've spoken to through this process, I mean, some teams view you as a safety, some teams view you as a linebacker. I mean, or they just kind of view you at one position?
I've heard, you know, that some teams have talked to me about either, you know, playing linebacker or safety. But right now, the more, you know, the majority of teams are talking to me about linebacker and just being more like they're like a three-down linebacker. You know, they're looking for guys that can stay out there,
right,
you know, all three down, that can play in the box, but can also play out of space and cover and be able to make plays in that part of the game as well.
That's awesome stuff. Once again, Tay Davis, the Chattanooga standout, safety turned linebacker, probably going to turn NFL linebacker, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as we find out a little bit more about this young man, again, as he makes his path towards the 2018 NFL draft. I'm curious, because we ask this of, you know, usually to everybody, and I'm sure you get the, you know, the Buchanans from Arizona, the Mark Barons from Los Angeles, because they're kind of those cornerbacks that turn linebacker, safety type guys. Who do you get comparisons to?
I really haven't thought about comparisons and everything. Once the new coaching staff got here, Coach Aligo, Scott Aligo, you know, he used to be a scout for the Browns and the Kansas City Chiefs, but he would always joke around with me that, you know, that I play just like, you know, Deion Buchanan. So I actually kind of like, you know, watch his highlights and things, and we play very similar. But I really don't try to worry about comparisons too much. I just try to be me and just try to perfect my craft and my game.
Awesome stuff, man. Fantastic. I'm so appreciative of you taking some of your time so we could kind of know you a little bit better. I could keep you for probably another hour, but again, time won't allow, and I know you're a busy man. But before we let you go, we'd like to ask a couple off-the-wall questions, more lighthearted stuff. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Oh, yeah, let's go for it.
All right. Now, this one just popped in my head because you said earlier in the show that your mom didn't want you playing the game because she didn't want you to break anybody in half. Has she told you not to break anyone else in half since you're the enforcer now?
No, she didn't want me to get broken in half. But actually right now, I mean, my mom is – she's all for it now. Actually, my little brother's playing, and she's kind of like – she's a lot different with him than she was with me. She was very cautious. She's always telling the coaches, you know, to take care of him, don't let him get hurt and things. But now she's kind of been through the whole cycle, and now she's with my brother. She's like, oh, you'll be all right. Like, go do this, and they'll go do that. So, like, she's definitely different now. But she's more of a football mom now. She's more, you know, into the game, and she knows sometimes after the game she'll let me know who I messed up at before, you know, even though I know it. That she knows it is, you know, something that's very funny.
You know, it's funny, Tay, because you say that a lot of guys sometimes, you know, will ask who's your harshest critic. And a lot of times it's mom. You might think it's dad or somebody else, but usually it's the mom that's kind of usually what the kids say. How about this one? You said mentioned Coach Arth earlier in the show. Does anybody do a great impersonation of him on the team, and would they do it in front of him?
Oh, man. We got a couple of guys on the team. I'm not going to say their names, but we got some guys, you know, that can definitely pull off the impersonation. I don't know if they'll do it in front of them, though, but, yeah, we got really, really good. Like, right on the team.
Excellent. I like it. And I admire that you keep the names out of it in case Coach Darth listens in. He won't find out who is kind of doing his impersonation. And how about this one? It's kind of a popular thing amongst the football guys right now, their shoes or cleats painted with some sort of idea or theme. If you have anything sprayed on your shoes, what would you want to see?
It would definitely be something involved in YCAP. YCAP is like a branch off of YMCA for problem children. Maybe it's referred from like juvenile courts or, you know, just through the school system. And, you know, I'll go there since I've been here in Chattanooga. I go there and volunteer and work with the kids because a lot of kids come from the same background. You know, I came from single parents, brought up in, you know, tough neighborhoods. So just being there has really, like, you know, impacted my life, and I've been able to influence their life for the better. So it'll definitely be something along the terms of that.
Excellent stuff, man. Octavius, you've been a pleasure to talk to, and like I said, seeing you out there, L.A. was a fantastic opportunity, again, to kind of, you know, see what you do athletically. I think you have a bright future. And, again, blessings moving forward. We always like tell all of our guests, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Tay Davis, the Chattanooga standout linebacker, former safety of the Mark, just breaking things down with this young man. And, wow, does he just come. He had to blow these NFL interviews away when these scouts got to talk to him. What a just – seems like a fantastic kid. We already know that he's fantastic. If you want more of him, iTunes, Block Talk Radio, and Call Us a Pro. Big shout out to our guest, Octavius Davis. As always, we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.